in the first grade, we noticed he was really struggling in school, and we didn't know what to do, so we went through the usual hoops, and he was diagnosed as attention deficit, ADHD. He was placed on Ritalin. That seemed to be all right for the first grade, second grade. They noticed he was anxious, chewing on his nails. And third grade, he was having more and more trouble with his peers. He was bossy. He would interrupt. He always had the answers. He was just hard to be around.
Like, I might start talking, and then I would talk too much, or I wouldn't stop, or I'd annoy people. I mean, they just got tired of it, and they just didn't want to be around me.
He wanted to be accepted, and the harder he tried to be accepted, to become a friend, the more they rejected him.
I just keep going back and going back. Basically, I just didn't acknowledge that they were actually treating me badly.
I remember talking to his third grade teacher the second semester about him, and she said, well, you know, his peers have rejected him pretty much, and I was in shock. I knew he was struggling, but I didn't realize how excluded he had been. And time went by, and by fifth grade, we still weren't getting anywhere on Ritalin. So we started experimenting with different drugs. Dexedrine we tried. We tried Adderall. And finally, we decided we would try Prozac. And initially, we didn't see any great change one way or the other. But apparently, as time went by during the beginning of fifth grade, he was becoming more and more manic, unbeknownst to us. They couldn't control him at all. They couldn't get him to walk in line. They couldn't get him to be quiet.
I was bouncing off the walls, literally. I was too hyper. I was annoying people. It just totally screwed me up.
Oh, he would do things. He would talk to himself. The headmaster said he saw him in the lunchroom one day, and my son got between the headmaster and the microwave and wouldn't stop talking. The headmaster could not remove him so he could put his lunch in the microwave and start it because he was so manic. He said his eyes were so big around, he knew he had a problem. And someone sent him down to the headmaster's office later. And he said, the headmaster said, I couldn't even communicate with him. He just kind of sat there with this look on his face. And he had no idea of what he had been doing.
Sometimes I wouldn't know what I was doing, and sometimes I wouldn't know. And it'd switch back and forth. It made me feel sad and mad at the same time. I was basically up and down with my mood and raging one minute and sad the next. And I could be set off real easily.
He started having rages. And I don't mean hitting anyone. I just mean he would have crying fits. And screaming and crying. And I would chase him around the house. I mean, he would infuriate me so what he said or what he did. And it was constant. It would never stop. And I'd put him in his room, and then he'd come out and he'd sit on the stairs and scream and cry and carry on for half an hour, that kind of thing. And then after he would have an episode like that, he would come down and he'd put his arms around me and scream and cry some more because he didn't understand why he had behaved the other way. He took his rage out on me. Other people have always said he's so incredibly bright. He's so much brighter. When I talk to a friend of mine, say, and I try to explain what we went through, they look at him and they are in disbelief. They can't believe that this kind, sweet child could behave in such a way, or that he could be so unhappy.
When I was high, I was either really, really happy, or I was mad at something that was minor, or when I was low, I'd be sad over something that I might have done in the past or something that wasn't really anything just to worry about.
After they determined he was most likely manic depressive, they put him on Depakote, and within a week, 10 days, his moods leveled out, but he still could not sit in a chair. He still could not do his schoolwork. He was still hyper. The options were not good. They said, well, there are special schools, there's homeschooling, there are all these dire scenarios, and none of which would have suited us. So we said, let's try Ritalin again and see what happens. And it worked. And so the two drugs together, it was a magic combination?
Depth coats basically help me from overreacting to small things. Like if someone said something to me that wouldn't hurt most people, or I could actually know when to stay away from people that I wasn't getting along with. I've been mostly stable since sixth grade, which is about 2 years, maybe three. My life has changed. I have more friends, and I'm not annoying as people as much, and I'm actually able to concentrate more, or it helps more in school.
I think the doctor should have been more up on our family history, but I think they should have started looking at that because of the amount of alcoholism, because of the mental illness in my family. It's rampant. There is bipolar definitely on my side of the family, and alcoholism. I have three grandparents that were severe alcoholics. I mean, the red flags are all over on both sides of my family.